Natalie McMaster started playing the fiddle when she was 9 years old, living in the small community of Troy on the west side of Cape Breton. She excelled at her craft and started playing for audiences big and small, near and far. The 53-year-old has since released more than a dozen albums, performing all over the world playing the fiddle. But recently, she realized she wanted to express herself in another creative way, and earlier this month, she released a book called I Have a Love Story. She tells Coast Radio inspiration struck while having a conversation with her mother, and she was getting upset hearing about negative news and people passing away in her hometown, Cape Breton.
I just heard a lot of bad headlines and news and stuff like that for a number of weeks. And then, you know, calling my mother, we just chatted about just things going on in Cape Breton, like not good things, very, very hard things, deaths and that sort. And I was left wondering about the state of the world and what kind of world my kids had to live in. And it was really heavy.
McMaster says after that conversation with her mom, she wanted to neutralize those things that were upsetting her, so she decided to put pen to paper.
And I was very moved and became pretty emotional, and I had this realization in the moment where I was like, oh my gosh, I realized I had a love story. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have a love story.
McMaster says the title, I Have a Love Story, was a tool to help her veer away from the less than pleasant things in life. It's a collection of family memories mostly, but there is also a part there that discusses her reception of a prestigious provincial award.
A bunch of stories, but I can, you know, obviously, you know, how I was raised, little memories of my mom and dad as a child, and then as an adult growing up. But then having children, wanting children, yeah, just, you know, being honored with the Order of Nova Scotia there a few years back, you know, a great story about it. And, you know, in writing all this with the purpose of kind of fueling love, I also wanted to make the book interesting for people. And oftentimes, to have gotten a sense about my decisions in life, you kind of had to know where I'm coming from. So I ended up including a lot about my career.
By the way, you may have heard the distinct sound of a vehicle turn signal in the previous clips. That's because Natalie is a passenger as her daughter drives the family to play laser tag. She says this is how she balances life. Multitasking, doing an interview, for example, that's related to work while still being a busy mom and a musician.
And as we're driving along here, I'm realizing, well, this is how you balance it. I'm, you know, doing an interview for something, and I'm also taking my kids to laser tag at the same time. So we're all in the car, and we have some cousins around, so there's two vehicles. My daughter is driving, and do you guys all want to say hi? One, two, three.
Hi.
That was a shy hi.
Hearing the harmony and the greeting right there of her youngsters, it may not come as a surprise that they are all talented in music, and they often perform with McMaster and their father, also a well-known musician, Donnell Leahy. McMaster says she's enjoying the ride in more ways than one, not just to the family outing to play laser tag, but also to have the ability to take care of her family while maintaining her passion for music. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.